Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review for the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds. Stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-deprecating radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a 7th grade education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents learned to tell time. Whether you think of it as a spatial dimension or a metaphysical concept, we all share its effects and hold an obsessive fixation for what Einstein quipped, keeps everything from happening at once. This makes us horologists by nature, and I'm not talking about one's pimp skills. Because it influences everything we do, it is only natural musicians would write songs around and about it. Songs we'll explore in a mere 919 attoseconds. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, it's time to turn back the clock. We'll set our alarm clocks to boogie at the midnight hour, probably get the blues at 3 o'clock, and then remember, life begins at 4 o'clock. After 5, 10, 15 hours of reeling and rocking, it'll be love, baby, 24 hours a day until we can't do 60 no more. Riley King, the Pepticon boy. Pepticon was an alcohol-laced elixir with zero medicinal properties. Was plugging his nightly gigs while spinning discs at Memphis's pioneering all-black radio station, WDIA. Smartly changing his Pepticon handle to Blues Boy, or BB for short, King scored a record deal with RPM in 1949, but would have to bide his time until 1951 for his first number one when King covered Lowell Fulson's 3 O'Clock Blues. In the 50s, R&B artists were often alarmed to hear their music covered by predominantly white pop artists. Country artists too fell victim to this practice. But sometimes the pop artists weren't white. Such was the case for steel guitarist Billy Briggs when Bill Darnell, a black pop singer, covered Briggs' novelty, Alarm Clock Boogie, in 1951.
Doggone clock goes off in the morning, wakes me up without any warning. I reach over there to turn it off. It's still pitch dark, man, I'm lost. Alarm clock boogie, turn that nerve-wracking thing off. Get to sleeping and start my dreaming. The darn old clock seems to start that dingling. I get up a cussing and a stumbling in the dark. That old clock's worse than a mad dog's bark. Alarm clock boogie, turn that nerve-wracking thing off. I'm gonna get me a big sledgehammer and beat that clock till it stops that clamor. I can't stand to hear that alarm go off when I'm lying there sleeping on my pillow so soft. Alarm clock buggy, turn that nerve-wracking thing off.
Another device in rock and rhythm was the answer song, a song that lyrically answers another, often borrowing the same melody and usually recorded by a different group. Gospel-turned R&B group The Dewdroppers found time to employ the novelty when they answered their hit I Wanna Know with their only other hit I Found Out. And, in 1952, they answered the Domino's evocative masterpiece 60 Minute Man with Can't Do 60 No More.
I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are, don't you are.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are, don't you are.
Yes, a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford. When I first met you, baby, I thought that you were sweet in my head. Went to spinning and it swept me off my feet. Yes, I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more.
Don't you are.
Here's a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford. When I first met you, baby, I took you for myself, but I found out, baby, that you love somebody else. I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more.
Don't you wanna, don't you wanna.
Here's a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more. Love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford.
Thank you.
you no more.
He's got it better than he could.
Just a short 30 minutes, that's all your daddy can afford.
Get your coat.
Because of
love, 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 love.
If there was such a thing as cryptomusicology, Clarence Gatemouth Brown would be a subject. Musicologists tend to classify Brown as a bluesman, but if you called him that to his face, you were liable to get your ass kicked. Brown took pride in his categorical ambiguity. He could rip a rockin' guitar solo, saw a bluegrass fiddle, blow a blues harp, or hit the traps in a jazz trio. Remarkably clocking but one hit single, Brown's vast and varied canon holds many should-have-been hits, like 1954's Midnight Hour. In 1952, songwriter Rudy Toombs presented vocal tour de force Ruth Brown a suggestive song titled 5, 10, 15 Minutes of Your Love. However, it was quickly realized that 60 Minute Man had already upped the ante, so Toombs did what any good songwriter would do when one-upped, and 5, 10, 15 Hours became Brown's second number one.
Telephone. the broad daylight. I wanna thrill you, thrill you, thrill you, till the sun is shining bright. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. Give me 15 hours and I'll prove my love to you.
Casey, a.k.a. Bobby Milano, is probably best remembered as a mobster. With just 245s in the Rock and Rhythm catalog, Milano's legacy endures due to his lone A-side for Gene Autry's Challenge label. 1958's Life Begins at 4 O'Clock, which one hopes wasn't in reference to his prison term.
Six long hours just a-sitting in school. The complicated books make me feel like a fool. Chickens in a coop make a man wanna shout. Bells start ringing and school turns out. Then you scream, come here my queen. We're gonna run, have some fun. And everybody knows when you start to rock, the life begins at the 4 o'clock. Sip two straws with the soda in between, clapping your hands to the record machine. Chicken coop now seems a million miles away, and nobody heard of what the teacher had to say. And then you scream, come here my queen, we're gonna dance, make romance. And everybody knows when you start to rock, the life begins at 4 o'clock, yeah! Watch them men after death. Run your baby home, barely make it in time. The 4 o'clock tomorrow already on your mind. And you scream, come here my queen, we're gonna run, have some fun. Cause everybody knows when you start to rock, the life begins at 4 o'clock. Watch them men after death. Run your baby home, barely make it in time. The 4 o'clock tomorrow, ready on your mind. And then you scream, come here my queen, we're gonna run, have some fun. Cause everybody knows when you start to rock, the life begins at 4 o'clock.
Sax ace Lewis Brooks and his High Toppers were the top band on the Nashville R&B scene. Brooks also shunned road work to ensure his daytime gig at the First National Bank was never in peril, where he retired after 50 years. Brooks used a succession of singers to front his band, but only Earl Gaines' voice put Lewis on the charts in 1955. Quickly covered by Hank Ballard and Ruth Brown, all three versions went top 10. It's Love Baby, 24 Hours a Day.
I don't know why I love you. Don't know why. 6 o'clock. In the early evening till 6 o'clock. In the early morning I could squeeze you with all of my might, and I could love you till the broad daylight. But I could hold you, little darling, 24 hours a day.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Eli Terry. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Chuck Berry's last hit was an extended, suggestive 1973 live remake of his own 50s classic. Interestingly, listening to the unreleased 1958 initial recording attempt, the lyrics are more akin to 1973's. Inspired by Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, via a Big Joe Turner Chicago nightclub performance, Reelin' and Rockin', Take One.
Oh yeah! Reelin' and rockin'. We were reelin' and rockin', rollin' till the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was 9:21. We was rockin' and dancin', having nothing but fun. And the Susie Q too, and we rockin', reelin' and rockin'. We was reelin' and rockin', rollin' till the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was 9:43. Every time she moved, she would move with me, and we rolled. I said, rock ballerina, go, go, and we roll. Reelin' and rockin'. We was reelin' and rockin', rollin' till the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was 10:05. Boy, I didn't know whether I was dead or alive, and I rolled. It took a little time, but I finally got my kicks and I rolled. Reelin' and rockin'. We was reelin' and rockin', rollin' till the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was 10:37. I felt just like a man in heaven. Show move fine.
for 11:10. I pulled her out, we danced again and I rolled. Reeling and rocking. We was reeling and rocking, rolling like the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was straight up 12. Boy, we was rocking like an old stage seven. We was rolling. Reeling and rocking. We was reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn.
You want to hear this, Chuck? This is good just the way it is.
Yeah.